Okay, we're involved in topics of discussing how you pay, how much you pay, and who you pay, and how much you're paid. So let's start, as we normally do, with a case, and we'll develop a shaila of exactly how much you're going to pay for the damages in this case. You're going to help me out tonight. So, Reuven owned a car, and unfortunately he was nifter. He was nifter very young, and he left children, young children under the age of the bar mitzvah. During the shiva, Shimon is driving his car. He swerves round the bends and he gets a bit out of control and he smashes into Reuven, used to be Reuven's car, and now it's a damaged car. Firstly, who does that car belong to?
Probably the Yisroel.
The Yisroel. It belongs to the children.
There's no
will that was made. So halakhically, who does the
car? He has a wife, and she would like to
the sons
under bar mitzvah, children under bar mitzvah. So in fact, Shimon has damaged the car belonging to Yisroel Katanim. Now, of course, he has to pay. But the issue over here is who has to be involved in actually getting it fixed. Does he just provide the money for the costs of the repairs? Or does he have to actually be involved in actually going ahead and organizing that the car is fixed?
In the previous case, we just said money, right?
So up to now we understood that the chiyuv of a mazik is what? Like you said, money. How much? If it can't be fixed, how much I damage? And if it can be fixed, how much it costs to fix? I don't have to provide you with a new item, and I don't have to fix it myself. I just have to pay for the value of fixing at the time of damage.
You might not even be allowed to fix it, right?
Yeah, may not be even allowed to fix it. I can refuse. I can say, don't fix it. I want money. That's the chiyuv up to now we've done. Does now, in this case, do we have a different conclusion? That we have now added a factor over here that we're dealing with Yisroel Katanim. Should it make a difference in you as a mazik's obligation to pay or to be involved? You have to actually be involved in fixing it over here.
I guess the question is why? Would it make a
special
difference?
Special takana for yourself, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's apitropis. If there's an apitropis or some other
at the moment there's no apitropis in the in the middle of the shiva.
There's a mom. The mom is an apitropis.
Not automatically. No. She has to be appointed by Beis Din. Okay, so I know it's not a fair question because it involves using your mind.
Let Beis Din take charge.
Okay.
Every time a parent passes away and has any child, any son who's in the bar mitzvah, the mother cannot handle that child's.
Correct, without being appointed
by the
Beis Din. Unfortunately, I was involved in a few cases like that. She has to also ask how much money she can use for herself. She has no will. How she can, much money she can take from the estate. It's not really her money. Yeah. That's already gone off the topic, but that's, there's no upper choppers. Okay. So let me tell you a chiddush from Rav Kahana. In Baba Kama, Taf Yud, Aleph, Omud Aleph, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Gimel, Sif Gimel, says Rav Kahana, Al Hamazik Litorach Benevela Ad Shematzia Osa Lenizik. there's a halacha that the one who damages has to put effort in returning the carcass, let's say an animal fell into a bore, a pit, which the muzik dug and the animal got hurt and died. It's upon the muzik to take that novella and be torech and get it out of the pit and return it to the owner. Ketzad, for example, goes to Nofbo Hashol about the base. A ox fell into a hole and he died. Mala hanavela bar, who has to take it out of the hole? The one who dug the bar, the one the muzik. The notan and nizik, he has to give it to the owner. But after that, once he's given it to the owner, shomele pesach le navela. Then we work out how much is the deterioration value from a live ox to dead ox. But he has to get it out. Shenem of Hosud. So Tekona is a delighted thing. Kesev Yashib Labala Bamesi Yellow. You have to return his item to the owner, and then that item is his. See, the one who damages has to return the item which was damaged to the owner. It's upon his duty to do that.
Amesi low means the original owner?
Yes.
No, this is the owner. Keeps the
carcass.
What? Doesn't mean that the mazi keeps.
No, means the owner gets the carcass.
The damaged car is still in the same spot. He's returned it. He hasn't moved the car out of place.
This is nothing to do with Yesomim? This is just the general?
This has nothing to do with Yesomim. He has to return the item to the owner. And then we work out how the damage is.
So he's done that already. The damaged car is there. We have to see where it was originally.
So we're going to discuss. But firstly, I'm telling you a tiddish. Yes, money is only his obligation to pay for damages. But there's a step before that. Before you work out the damage, you have to return the damaged item. You have a duty who damaged the item to return the damaged item, and then your duty then at that stage, once you return the damaged item, is to pay for the duration of value or the cost of fixing. But before that, you have to return the damaged item.
The car is where you left. Mm-hmm. You didn't move the car.
So over here, do we have that issue or not?
And it doesn't say to fix the damaged item, it just says to return it.
Return it, and then we have Hilchos Mazik.
So...
return the item, and then we work out how much you have to pay. Question I'm asking is, do we have the case when you, Shimon went into the Yesomim's car, the Yiskatanim's car, and damaged that car, they now, do they have a chiyuv of returning that car to the owners, or it's not an issue in this case? Irrelevant over here. Is it relevant or irrelevant?
So is this specific to a chai, maybe a burials or things like that? I mean, wouldn't apply to metaltalin?
No, because it's learned out from a posik which is talking about all damages.
So my phone is Rav Kahana?
We Paschal Lai Rav Dana. I reported Shulchan Arkin. So apart from paying for damages, which is money, you have to physically return the damaged item. That's what we learned over there. So in this case, where Shimon has damaged a car belonging to Ketanim, does he have to go ahead and physically fix the car, or is it good enough just to pay money? We're asking if Ketanim, there's an issue of not being returned to them or not.
Ketanim can't make a kinyan. You can't.
Neither can you.
Yeah, you can make a kinyan, you can't be machna. You can be koneh.
Yes, you can. What are ketanim? What is their, let's say, the chesaron of ketanim in halacha? Over a gotel. Das. Das. Knowledge. Okay. So, if there's an issue of das, let me read the Tor B'Shem Arosh. Afa pi sheterach nevela hu ala mazik. We've just said, Rav Kahana just said, that you damage an item, you, the one who damaged, have to return that item that's damaged physically. You have to get it out of the pit. But as soon as you inform the one who was damaged about where its whereabouts are, then how you know it's double osa almazik nitinotzas. Then the duty, says the Rosh, all you have to do is inform the owner of the car that you damaged, the whereabouts where it is, and then it's no longer your duty to go ahead and provide the actual car, return the actual car to the owner. All you have to do is tell them where it is, and then pay for the return. For example, if the car you damage, the car in the middle of Yerushalayim, and the person, the owner lives in Beit Shemesh, all you have to do is inform them, you know, where Yerushalayim is, and I'll pay for the towing. I don't only have to pay for the damaged car, but I have to pay for the towing, because I have to actually return the item that's damaged to you. That means the towing costs. But I don't have to tow it myself, I don't have to arrange the towing. I just have to pay for the towing. I just have to inform you where it is. You organize the towing, but I'll pay for the towing. That's what the Rosh says. Says the Mefarshim that we have a machlokas between the Rambam, which is the Shulchan Aruch that we just read, the first Marmokum, and the Rosh. The Rambam learns it's not good enough to inform. You have to tow the car itself. You have to physically yourself go and get the car which you damaged and give it back to the owner and then pay for the damage which you caused. Whereas the Rosh learns that you have to pay for the towing, but you don't have to tow it yourself. That is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Everyone agrees you're going to have to pay for the towing, but you have to organize the towing, or you can just tell him, you organize the towing, I'll pay for it. That's the machlokes. Everyone agrees, not only have to pay for the damage, but you have to pay for the towing. Because that's the fear of returning that damaged item to the owner. Now, based on that, in Arkes, where Shimon damaged a car belonging to Katanim, who has to organize that car gets fixed?
What is it going to do with getting fixed? We're just talking about bringing it back to where it's supposed to be, and it's never left where it's supposed to be, no?
Perfect timing. Reuven has gone and damaged a car belonging, Shimon has gone and damaged a car belonging to Katanim. Why is Katanim? Because their father is Nifka and is in the middle of the Shiva, and that car which belongs to the father now belongs to his Katanim. So Shimon has gone and damaged that car. The car is parked in the street, not in the driveway.
What's the difference?
We learnt the chiyuv of a damager is just pay for damages. This week, Mechadish not only has to pay for damages, he has to return the damaged item and then pay for damages. That's what Khan is the case. He has to pay for towing or actually do the towing. And then he pays for the damages. So the question over here, in this case where Shimon has damaged his car belonging to Katanim, which is in the streets, not in the actual property of the Katanim, who has to be involved in organizing that car is fixed? Does it Shimon? Or no? Shimon doesn't have to be involved, he just has to pay for damages. According to Shulchan Shimon, and according to the Rosh, who has to be involved? According to Shulchan Aruch, that you have to tow it, it's Shimon. What about according to the Rosh, that you don't have to tow it, you just have to pay for towing?
No, the Rosh would also agree. Because it's Tanim telling them we're not accomplishing anything.
Ah, very good. Because the Rosh, even though Rosh normally says you don't have to tow it, you just have to inform the owner. He tows it and I pay for it. Of course, I, the one that pays for it. In this case, can Shimon inform the owner? Can Shimon inform the owner of the Katanim? Is it called informing them?
Yes.
They can afford to accomplish anything.
Why isn't it accomplished something?
But no. When I speak in Katanim, is it considered as I've given them knowledge and therefore I'm off the hook in physically towing it? Or is it not considered that I've given them knowledge?
The purpose in informing. How old are they, Katanim?
2 months.
Are they older than six?
They're older than six, yes.
Okay, so the purpose in informing is to allow him to arrange it.
Yes.
We know that Tanim older than six can be held accountable to arrange their own affairs, but I'm part of from supporting my children after they're 6 years old. They can make their own living. Whatever. The Gemara says after six I don't have to support them. Some of them are your neighbors.
Okay. So all the posts can say over here that the Rosh is telling us you have to inform. Informing a katan, a cotton of any knowledge is not called informing. It's like you're speaking to somebody who's not listening. That's the halakhic status of a cotton. So therefore, in this case, we have an agreement between the Rosh and the Rambam that you have to physically yourself be involved in towing it to the proper place.
What does towing have to do with fixing?
Now, where's the proper place?
Even if it's in the driveway, I could tow it to the driveway. I don't have to fix it.
Where's the proper place?
Wherever it was.
It was in the middle of the street. It was the street.
Yes,
near the house.
Where's
the proper place?
Wherever it was parked.
Where's the place where the owner would want it to go?
The garage.
Exactly where it was. He parked it there.
It was a car when he parked there, not pieces.
What?
It was a car when he parked there, not pieces. Mechanic.
What?
Mechanic.
So, halakhically, you just have to give it back to their rishis. In this case, Shimon was told he had to organize the towing. He asked the towing company how much does it cost to take the car to the correct locker. It cost the same as taking it to the mechanic. So he decided to do a favor. You know, they're sitting Shiva. I damaged their car. I have to hire myself and be involved in towing in any case. I might as well do the proper job. So he towed it to the mechanic and is organizing it being fixed. Okay. So let us now continue with the shine. The case continues. So he tows it to the mechanic and he gets fixed and he picks it up and he brings it back. It's already late at night. The time is bringing it back. He notices that there's still one issue with the car. The window doesn't close. So, okay. Can't take it back to the mechanic now. He brings the car back to where the Yisonim, the Katanim live, and he parks the car in their driveway. Can't close one of the windows. Next morning, the car's disappeared. It's been stolen. Car stolen. Yes.
What neighborhood? What neighborhood is this?
Mishla.
So is it Shomer Chinam and it's a Moshe?
So the question is...
Shomer Chinam and Moshe.
Question is he chayev to pay for the car now?
Yes.
Is he chayev to pay for the car?
Yes.
I gave it, put it back in the correct shoes. I put it back.
No, you're still intending to take it back to the.
Okay.
But you have to inform the owner.
So what did I do? Okay, I'm asking. I have to pay for fixing the window. I fixed the car. I fixed the car. The only thing which was lacking was the window needed still fixing.
It doesn't
matter.
Okay,
so the best to fix the car.
You're showing him and you are poshe by returning it to a place that's going to be stolen from.
No, you didn't inform them that it went back to their property.
Was it in their property? The property is kosher.
They have
das
no das anyway, so the point of
entry
there.
It's irrelevant.
That's the point.
Irrelevant.
A person is kosher, and because of his negligence, damage happens or gets stolen. What is his skill?
He has to pay for it.
Why?
The shomer chinam, the din shomer.
Who says he's a shomer?
Well, as soon as he took it and brought it to the mechanic, he became a shomer.
Why is he a shomer?
Because he took it out of the Eretz and brought it there.
No shomer. No mekabel shvir.
You don't have to be mekabel shvir unless you say befeirush. I'm not mekabel shvir. You're a shomer.
I didn't tow it.
What? Who says the broken window is connected to the smart insurance? Maybe it's something stolen from the car.
The car was stolen. As they get in, as they get in through the window, easy access.
It's still a car with the window closed as well.
The Hilchus Mazik, what has he done? In Hilchus Mazik, what's he done? Robber? He's done something negligent, which has caused it to be damaged, be stolen. So Grama, if it's just Grama, you don't have to pay. We want to know, is he more responsible than just Grama? His original chiyuv was just to put it back in the reshus. So he did that. Now let me point that to you. His chiyuv, original chiyuv, what was his original chiyuv? Is that he damaged the car outside the house. His chiyuv is to tow it just in the house, not to fix it. Paid to fix it, but not to fix it. Yes? But just to tow it to the house. He decided to be nice. He towed it to the mechanic, organized that it got fixed, it was brought back, and he put it in the place where he was told to put it. When it was all broken. When the window wasn't working even before. And that's all he had to do. Now you're going to chayv him, when he's fixed 90% of the car, you're going to chayv him that he didn't fix the 10%, even though he did his chiyuv of putting it back in the house, that was his chiyuv originally.
Nobody's going to steal a broken car.
You'd be surprised. Car parts these days don't come up.
So why should he be fired? If he wouldn't have fixed it and just taken it back to them, and then he gets stolen and he's off the hook. Takes it to the mechanic, gets it 90% fixed, takes it back to where he was originally told to put it, where he would be off the hook totally. Now you're suddenly going to make him hide for stealing the car.
The case with the animal.
Why? Your logic is so amazing. Yeah, what's the real answer?
By the animal, but he took it someplace where
it
was supposed to be taken.
They hit, took it where it was supposed to be taken.
It was!
That was part of the damage.
Who damaged something?
Okay, Mr. Stoffman.
Who damaged something?
It was broken before, that's where he was supposed to put it. How long did he leave before? And then he would have been off the hook.
If I damage your goods, then you have the option to take the money if you want it.
Option is that you can demand money, and
the
you can't
is
demand
yours,
it.
Though, isn't it.
No, I can say, I'm giving you money, I'm not going to fix it. You can't force me to fix it either. It works both ways. I damage, that's it, my chiyuv is money. Returning the item to your property and paying. Nothing more than that, halakhically.
I'm saying the opposite.
You can't force me, both ways can't force. That's when you've got Shomer, who's Shomer.
That's what we have here. He has taken upon himself nicely to take it to the garage and bring it back. He's made himself into a shomer.
No! He didn't accept any shmir.
He didn't declare.
I was in the shomer in the first place.
Because you didn't take it into your shoes. Once you
I didn't take this into my shoes. It went straight
as
to the went straight to the mechanic who came back.
That's in your shoes.
Who called the tow the tower?
The Shimon called the tow.
Right. So as soon as the tow truck picked it up on Shimon's behalf, it was
he was working on behalf of the buggy.
That's what I mean.
Of the Nisik. He was having a Nisik.
No, he wasn't working on the
Nisik has to fix it. He has to fix it. I have to fix it.
Shimon is the one that ordered the tow.
I'm doing something which exactly the owner would want. I'm a shliach of the owner. I'm a shliach of the owner.
He's like they're doing that.
I'm a shliach of the owner.
He's a nice guy, but nice guys are shliach.
So now I see where Moshe Feinstein. Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. If this is a yes. Yes.
Why don't you take him somewhere else to train?
Yes. They own the house. They own the house.
Once he's taken it somewhere else,
he's
already cooled down.
He's taken it to a place where the owner definitely wants it to be. And it's been fixed.
No, he's not taken it to a place that doesn't want it fixed. The owner wants it fixed. He doesn't want it taken to a place where they might fix it, and they damage it, and they break it to pieces, and then he says, well, I took it to a place where they could fix it. Well, after we took it to a garage, and in the garage they smash it up to pieces, and they come to one of the
two. Okay, so who's responsible then? His team is only to... to tow, that's it. Why should
he
be...
Because he didn't, he took it somewhere.
I towed it to the place. I towed it back to you. I did get it back to you. Yeah, I proved it on the way. I took a long route home to you. A long way route home, that's what I did. But I did what I was supposed to do. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a Chiddush, like this. Before we get to Rav Moshe Feinstein, I want to ask you. Who owns the broken car before it's fixed? Who owns the broken car before it's fixed? Now, last week we were talking about renter and owner. Now we're talking about Mazik and the owner. Who owns?
The
Ketanim or the Mazik?
Ketanim.
The Ketanim? Okay, I think you're right. Look at the Shulchan Aruch number 3. Shavin Asherim B'Nezilkim. The Chiyuv is to pay for damage. Im Shavikri Hu Abahemsa. If you broke someone's item, Ain Omen Yitzin no Kisham. You're not Mechuyuv to give him a new Kli, and you can't keep the broken one. You don't keep the broken one. Yikashom. And the Shavin Kam Nisa Domish Velashir. The broken one belongs to the original owner, and you just pay the difference. That's the Shulchan Aruch is clearly saying, it seems to me, that when you break an item, then who does it belong to? Still the original owner.
And number
not
two,
the muscle.
Number two is mashma that way also.
Yes.
You have to return it.
Yes.
Return the damaged thing to the owner.
Yes, it's all mashma. Comes to Moshe Feinstein and says a huge chiddush. What does Moshe Feinstein say? In Dibras Moshe Simenei. Baba Kama. Every mazik, when you damage it, we look as if you've totally totaled it and burned it and it doesn't exist, and you're hired to pay for the whole car and the whole animal. When you break an item, even if you only break it half, you look as if you totally destroyed it, you're hired in the whole value of the whole item. Yesh Maisa Hezit Mechaiba Kol Asher. That's it. Masha Niklas Eilu Huzi Nizik. Masha Zanesha Kedshilen Teke Be'usa Rega Shehizik. Says Moshe Feinstein that when you break an item, the whole item doesn't exist, and now the Mazik owns the broken item.
Where does he say the Mazik owns?
Mazik owns the broken item.
Where does
it just he's allowed, according to Halacha, to as payments to split up in two types of payments. I don't have to give you cash for the whole thing. I can give you back your item, the item which used to belong to you, which is now broken, as that is part payment. And now the rest of the value after that part payment, I have to pay in cash. But until I've returned the item, until I've returned the broken item, the item doesn't exist as far as the owner is concerned. You owe him the whole car. According to Moshe Feinstein's finish, when you break an item, the item belongs to
Mazik.
The Mazik until he returns.
I still don't see where he says that.
You look inside these Osfis and speaks out clearly. And that's how, where did you get this from? That's how he learns Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that you are mechuyev to return the item to the owner. Says the Moshe, what does that mean? That means that you, until you've returned it, you owe the whole value of the item.
But even return,
when you return it, now we work out. Okay, you made part payments in returning the item, and now we work out the difference between the original item and the part payment.
So we made a part payment.
And that's how Rav Moshe learned of the heart.
If that were true, I'd have the option to pay cash for the whole thing and keep the debt down.
No, because you have to hasten. It's a key of our shoulder.
So he's returned it with a broken window, has made a 95% payment, he only knows 5% more now.
So the question is, has he returned it? If he hasn't returned it, what's the halakha? If he hasn't returned it, according to Rav Moshe,
then it's the mazik.
And then it gets stolen. Who did it get stolen from?
The mazik.
From the mazik. If it gets stolen from the mazik, you haven't paid me anything, you owe me everything, so how much do you have to pay?
Everything. But here he put it as rishus.
If you returned it, then it's now yours, and then you have to pay the difference. The question I'm now asking you, in this case, do we look as he returns it and he only has to pay when it gets stolen the difference in the broken window and not the broken window? And it's not, was it stolen from him? Was it stolen from your servant, okay? Or do we say he hasn't returned it?
Even if you say this, which I still don't agree with, the only thing you would have to pay is what it was worth when it was broken. Because that's the only thing that was his. The only thing he had to return was a broken car.
No. Let's go with the figures.
The rest.
Car before you broke it was worth 20,000 shekels. Now you've broken it, and now its broken state is 5,000 shekels.
Yes.
Yes. And so...
So the 5,
before you've returned the broken car, how much do you owe?
100%.
How much?
20,000
shekels.
Yes.
Before you've returned the
yes.
car.
So
the if you get stolen before returned, how much do you owe? 20,000. If you return the car, and how much do you owe? If you give 5,000 value of the car, the car
worth
back to 15.
Nope.
So the question is it called stolen before you returned and you owe 20,000? Or is it called stolen after you returned and then we see the difference?
I only have to pay
the
value of the stolen car because
500 shekels.
15,000 I already paid for the mechanic.
I paid for the mechanic for me.
No, not for me.
I returned it to you.
But the chi of the mechanic is because of what I owe you the rest. Even according to Moshe, the rest is the chi of me to you, not the mechanic.
I can improve the item before I return it, correct?
Now you're
but
being
until
a
until I returned it, I haven't done anything. I haven't paid anything.
If I paid your grocery bill instead of the mechanic, would you say I paid him?
But it's not my car until you return it. You're fixing
your
car.
Right, but I paid for your fixing.
No,
I paid you for that damage.
You decided, instead of giving back a 5,000 shekel car, you want to give back a 15,000 shekel
let's
car.
Let's say.
So therefore you decide to get it fixed.
Let's say I get it fixed, and I bring it back to you tomorrow in excellent condition.
So that how much?
Hold on a minute. Because,
so how much should you give it?
Hold on a second. But because of market fluctuations, your car is now worthless. Does that mean I'm obligated to pay you now for a whole car?
If you haven't returned it,
I returned you the car.
You have to still pay.
As if it was.
Then you have to still pay.
Okay.
So if you damage something and you have the...
Well, so we don't go a present day, well, we go at the time of the month.
Right. We should go by the value. Right.
No.
But how much do I have to pay?
You have to pay. How much do you return?
The car.
How much do you return now?
So the
it's
car.
Worth 1,000 shekels.
The car that instead I return of, now is worthless. It runs in tip top condition. But it's worthless.
Okay, so you haven't paid anything according to your motion.
Okay.
If
I'm not
you
sure
damage
emotion was
something,
saying.
And you have the option of giving back the broken parts plus what it costs to repair it.
The option. You have to give back the broken parts. Until that happens, you've done that. It's in, you're considered yours. When you've given it, it's considered you've made a part payment, and then you have to mush limit the payment with money.
Is anyone claiming you have to do those things at the same time?
No, you can do it in stages.
So he's done it in stages.
Has he given it back? That's
he's
the question.
Back the car.
Has he given it back?
Yeah. Rishus. If you say he's given it back, he's given it back. If you say bring it to his Rishus, he's given it back, he's given it back.
Has he given it back?
He gave it to the Rishus. Their knowledge is irrelevant because their knowledge doesn't accomplish anything anyway.
Let me ask you a question. What does your Moshe mean when he says, Nechshav Kishilim Tekef, the Osa Regesh Hizik?
That's in the case where.
That's when the Shor is still down in the pit.
No.
He says, Tekef Osa Regesh Hizik.
In the case of the Shor, where you got Chiv Hashava, then you got, it's not Chiv Hashava giving it back until you've fulfilled your Chiv towing. Looking over.
The Hashav is not, but the Shilim is.
No, Shilim, Tekev is only once you've done Yosef.
No, he doesn't say that. He says Tekev is the Regesh Hizik.
Look in the Dibros Moshe.
I'm looking in the Dibros Moshe.
You're looking at two lines in the Dibros
Moshe. Okay, alright.
So, getting back to my question. Has he returned it? Or has he not returned it?
He turned it back in the first place. He returned it without doing any repairs.
Okay. So to answer this question, let's move to our next question. Case. Two cases, very similar. We have a case of somebody who rented a car and he's supposed to return it. And he phones up and says he's going to be late in returning it. So he says, okay, leave it outside my house.
Who's the one that owns the car?
The one that owns the car says to the renter, leave it outside my house, it's too late for me to deal with it. He comes and he has a similar problem with what we just discussed. The window doesn't close. And then it gets stolen. Very similar to ours. There he actually rented it. Another case. Meister Shahyakar Khoya in Bis. Somebody comes in and he says, I've got a diamond. I want to buy a ring from you. I want to have that diamond be settled in that ring. So they choose a ring. And he says, can you set it? Yes, I send it off and I get it set. The ring gets sent off, the diamond is set it, and it's given to the new colour, the engaged colour. She's now wearing this. She's in Meshurim. Erev Sukkot in the whole Balagan over there. She gets on the bus, she looks at her finger, she sees ring, but no diamonds. Has fallen out of the setting.
Why does she wear a diamond ring?
She's engaged.
What had happened? It happened that the setter hadn't set the diamonds properly. and now in Beis Din, the claim is, you owe me the diamonds. Well, it fell out. Who's she making a claim against?
The setter, I assume.
No, against the person who sold the ring.
Against her husband.
Against, no, not her husband. Not yet. Against the shopkeeper who sold the ring and sent it off to the setter. What's his claim?
Not my fault.
I put the two together, I gave it back to you. I fell out, that's only Gromer's. Gromer fell out, it's a Gromer. Wasn't definitely going to happen. All different occurrences happened and then it fell out. It's a Gromer, I'm not chayav on Gromers, especially when it wasn't done on purpose. So in both cases, we have a situation where the person is claiming, I gave it back, but I gave it back in an imperfect, not in a perfect state. And because of that, a damage happened. Is that called you gave it back and the damage is Gromer? Or is that called you haven't given it back? When you give back something in an imperfect state, is it called you haven't given it back? Or it's called you giving it back? And that imperfect state means it caused the damage after, which is called Gromer's.
I'm not sure, but by the diamond case, it's different because I'm doing it for your diamond. Like the case with the janitor that put the diamonds in the garbage
can. I put it on the, your diamonds, on the ring, like you told me.
No,
I gave it back to
like
you.
Not like I told you.
Okay.
That's not like I told
not
you.
Not like you told me.
But you're dying. So I can't.
I have to give you money back for the service.
No,
I can't charge.
Like
I can't charge you. Okay. I can't charge
like
you for the job.
The
fine. Here's your money back. Here's your money back. I don't need your money anymore. Yeah. Here's your money back. But the ring. That's Gromer's. I gave back the ring, and because of my negligence, it fell out. Okay, Gromer. What was it called? You haven't given it back. When you give something back in a perfect state, in all three shilas in front of us, when you're giving back something in a perfect, imperfect state, you know it's imperfect, or you don't know it's imperfect, which causes a grammar, is it called not giving it back, or it's called giving it back, and it just now, it's a something which is called grammar.
You give your car to the garage to deal with the brakes, and they didn't actually fill the brakes, and you think you're using the brakes,
correct.
It's just grammar.
Maybe. Luke, has anyone got a liar? So the Maril Diskin, if you look at number 6, Maril Diskin says this. The air gotcha hits the pekotin. Somebody gives back the pekotin, the item he's supposed to look after. The Meshmir, so Ilbo Kilku, Shashoma Potter, in the course of using it, when he was using it, he was allowed to use it, he borrowed the item, he was allowed to use it. The item got damaged in the fashion where he's Potter for fame for that damage. Halakhic. But because it's not in its perfect state, you have to treat it in a certain way so it shouldn't actually get worse. That's the state. So you kill the government, all that it shouldn't get totally ruined. Vashoma lo hodia lenifet. And the Shoma, the person who knew about this problem, I, the one who was looking after it, he gave it back without informing the owner about the issue. And because he wasn't informed about the issue, he used it in a fashion which now destroys it totally. Iyab Yashova Upata Mashikoka after Zer alone. Do we look at, look, he gave back the item, and now because he didn't inform him about the problem about it, it was used and then got destroyed, and therefore it's Groma and Upata? Or do we say he never gave it back and you're still chayav?
Wait a minute, we're dealing with a shomer here, going to a Groma.
Is it considered giving back or not? When you give back an item in a proper state, not in its proper state, is it called giving back or not? That's the shayla of Maril Diskin. whenever you have to give back an item, but you give it back in the proper state, it's called giving back, and then something else happens, it's called not giving back. That's the shine of Mardil Tiskin. Says the Gemara, says Mardil Tiskin, I got a rhyme from the Gemara and Baba Kama, what the halach is. Hagonav Tzlem in the Eitah of Echzirah. You steal an animal from the pen and then you give it back. Umeis or Nignov, and then it gets stolen or dies. Chayv ba'achleisa. The Ganav, even though he gave it back, is Chayv. Why? My time don't chisa. Vahoyu, Yante Nagri Vasher. Because when he stole it, the owner didn't know it was stolen. And when he gives it back, he doesn't know. He knows it's there. He never knew, realized it was stolen in the first place. By animals, if you take them out once, without the owner, naturally they have a now natural tendency to go wandering. If the owner doesn't know about it, because he never realized it was stolen, he won't look after it properly. Says Rav Chisda, you're chayev because even though you gave it back to him, but since you didn't inform him that it was stolen, the owner can't look after it properly, and therefore it's not called giving it back. Says Mariel Diskin, when you give back an item, when you're mechoyev to give back, but you don't inform the owner of the problems and issues which could cause it to further have problems with it, then it's called not giving it back. And if anything happens, it's not karma, it's considered as if you haven't given back, it's still by you, and this is your chayim. So therefore, in our case, of the car, when he rented the car, and he didn't give it back properly, because he left the window down, he's chayim. Gets stolen, he's chayim for the car. Considered he never gave it back. What about the case of the diamond?
Same thing.
Knew it was about the case of the diamond.
That it wasn't set properly.
He didn't know.
It was the guy who set. It doesn't matter. It wasn't. The mitzvah was.
The setter admits that he didn't set it properly. The setter admits he did not set it properly.
So the shot didn't know about that.
She got it back, but she didn't realize that it was in a status where it's.
And therefore, she didn't know how to go to Meishar.
So in the case of the diamond, what's the din?
Five.
The setter's chayav, but not the shopkeeper. The setter's chayav, not the shopkeeper. He doesn't know.
He was also not informed.
The setter's chayav. Now, what about our case? Our case.
Our case, the kids don't have das anyway. So informing them doesn't do anything.
Yes.
So therefore you have returned it. Therefore you put it in their rishus, you returned it.
But you haven't informed them. There's
you can't inform them anyway. There's no way to inform them.
But then, you can never return them. Then you can never bring anything back to the Rishus.
No, but you said the Rishus could be Kona.
You can, but the Rishus can be Kona, but only if it's finished.
But it was broken before, and the so window down wasn't...
If the car gets stolen any time before the Bar Mitzvah, then he's fired.
So what does he have to do?
Inform them.
When you're dealing with a cotton, and you've got a Kiev HaShover, so what do you have to do? Do you have to keep it until Bar Mitzvah, or do you have to, or is good enough what he did, or is not good enough what he did?
Inform based it.
That won't help. Because he's still not Bar Mitzvah. He didn't still give it back.
Wasn't it? He didn't damage it. It was always like that, even before he damaged it.
No, how do you look at this? If he would have fixed the window and he just parked it in their parking space in their driveway, that would have been good enough. Would have been good enough or not?
According to what you're saying, it wouldn't.
Would it be good enough or not? Not according to what I'm saying. I haven't said anything.
You're saying that you have to inform them that there's in order to make hashava and a cotton of them got to be informed, and it wouldn't be good enough.
It wouldn't be good enough. You don't have to put it back to where you got it from in the first place.
There's nothing to inform them about. There's no people around there. Just put it back in their property.
Okay. So, halakhically, all you have to do is fix it in a way where it's sholem, that is not in its state, not in enticing problems in the future, and put it in their property. That's all you have to do.
Even if they have no task,
because their chotzer is kona, even shlomo dato, you're giving it back to them in a fashion where the giving back won't create problems. But the problem here, even if you say you're giving it back to him, even if they condone him, but you don't inform them that it's not in its correct state, where it will create dangerous situation, then you are causing it to be stolen. Then you're going to be obligated for anything that happens afterwards. So therefore, where we're halting now, has he returned it or not returned it, according to what we said now? Has he returned it or not? He's returned it in a fashion which is going to be stolen.
It might be
stolen.
And if you return in a fashion that it wouldn't be stolen,
then that'd be good enough.
Why is that good enough?
Because that's all his duty is.
We don't have das.
We don't need das.
Why?
Because by Hashavah Saveta. There's no better, worse than Hashavah Saveta. I return it to the place where it was originally. That's all it is. Don't need das balin. Don't need das balin.
But here we're saying you do need das balin.
Only to tell him
the only tarot. For the towing. I'm doing the towing. I'm doing the towing. I'm putting it back physically.
No, by the case of the Mal Diskin.
I remember your shomer. They're your shomer. They're your shomer.
Okay.
That's it. Shomer.
Okay, I still maintain that you're shomer.
So at this stage, what are we halting? Is he chayv or not for the calf?
Chayv.
Okay, so let's finish off with the chazanish. Let's finish off with the chazanish. Says the Chazon Ish, I argue with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Kahana is not telling me that the car's yours until you return it back. That's not what Rav Kahana is telling me. Rav Kahana is not even saying that you're a shomer on the item until you return it back, like some Achronim want to say. What is Rav Kahana saying? That when the animal falls in the hole, then you have to get it out of the hole. Why? Eiza halacha. Not because of Shomer, and not because of it's yours. What halacha says the Chazon Ish? El Eish Shashar Chai Ein Domad Nifnim B'Shul Allah V'Kibin Shashar V'Meh B'Bah V'Emisa Asher Shomer Zuv. What happened was originally the animal on top of the bar was worth 100 zuz. Now it's at the bottom of the bar, is worth only rak zuz. Bar hezik idea misa, misa having misa. So your bar killed this animal and made it worthless. Says the Chazon Ish, the chiyuv to take the animal out of the bar is simply and purely because in the bar it's worthless. It's a technical thing. If it will be a dead carcass out of the bar, it will worth $5. A dead carcass in the bar, at the bottom of the bar, is worth $3.
So it just means I have to pay you more. It doesn't so mean I have to take it
from just means I have out. To pay you more, says the Chazon Ish. There's no actual chiyuv to actually take it up. The chiyuv is that you have to pay damages. How much damages? How much it costs to fix? But not only costing to fix, but how much it costs to tow as well. Why? Because the towing is the damage. Because when it's in the bottom of the pit, it's worth less. So therefore, it comes out the Fila Chazon Ish.
What does he do with the Shulchan Aruch for the Bar Gemara that says, Al Mazdik L'Throa? What's it got to do with Yerchon?
If he doesn't want to pay. That's how he learns. If he doesn't want to pay.
Because the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about doesn't want to pay.
Doesn't pay.
The Amesia Lois is if you have to return it to the owner.
It's already his. It's already the mace yellow. The act that when you add damage, according to the Chazon Ish conclusion, you damage an item, that item belongs to the owner, it always belongs to the owner. You have to pay for the difference in value. The difference in value is more when it's the bottom of the hole than the top of the hole. So of course you have to pay for getting out of the hole, because that is why it's worth less, because it's the bottom of the hole. But in a case of car, when you damage a car in the streets, is the car worth less in the driveway of the Yosomim than it is worth less in the streets?
No.
No. So there's no chiyuv to tow, according to the Chazon Ish. The chiv is only if the place where you put it is worth less. But the place where it is not worth less than in the house of the owner. Forget it, you're not chayv in anything. You're not chayv to sow, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not chayv in any hashava. So if so, you're not chayv in any hashava. I was never chayv to give it back in the first place. I was never chayv to be involved in it in the first place.
But once you did it, that changed.
And not to shoma.
Why aren't you a shomer?
No shomer. Why am I a shomer?
You took charge of it. You took it into your
without chiv shmirah. I want to do a favor.
That's why you're a shomer chino.
No, it's like a diamond dealer. I'm not a shomer.
Therefore, halachically, according to the Chazon Ish, there's no chiv. There's no chiv over here to pay for the damage.
How's it even the diamond
so
dealer?
In conclusion, we have three pashatim in Rav Kahana. One pashat Rav Kahana is, it's you damage it, it's yours until you pay. That's where Moshe finds that. The other pashat is, it's not yours, but you're chayv and shmirah until you give it back. Then we've got the third pashat of the Chazon Ish, it's not yours, you're not chayv and shmirah. You only have to pay for towing as much as the towing is worth less money where it is than it is in by the owner. And therefore, halachically in this case, even though by the diamond is chayv, and by the renting the car is chayv, but by the shisomim, he's not going to be chayv for paying for the car which gets damaged. Only for the damaged item, which he's already paid for, by fixing it, except for the window. Okay, next week.
So how's it different than the case of the diamond guy, the diamond dealer?